Well, there's no better way to wrap up this important one-hour message about Chevron than with Dan Rosenstein, who's executive director of the Chevron Fund. Remember, everything you give is tripled. Everything you give is tripled. Go to HebronFund.org, HebronFund.org. You'll see the campaign immediately. It's a cause match campaign that goes until 6 p.m. tonight Eastern Time. Everything you give today is tripled. Executive Director of the Chevron Fund, Rabbi Dan Rosenstein, welcome back to JM and the AM.
Nachum, it's so good to be with you, even though this time I'm 6,000 miles away instead of just hop, skip, and a jump over the GW when I normally fly in for this campaign.
It's unbelievable, but you're able to do it from Israel, Baruch Hashem. And hopefully everyone around the world will respond in the way that's necessary, not just the way we want, but the way that's necessary, because there's so many things that you are, and the prior guests all described them, so many things that the Chevron Fund is responsible for, and you want to make sure to make life as easy as possible for the residents of Chevron during this very challenging time. From your perspective, we've asked the other guests, from your perspective, how have things been in Chevron during this COVID-19 pandemic?
Look, there's no question that everyone around the world is, you know, experiencing the effects of the corona. And normally, living in Chevron is a challenging situation. So when you throw on top of it the challenges of corona, it makes it a little bit more. You feel it even more. You have families that are on chalat, or whether they're unemployed or they're underemployed. You know, we have a guy that does tours, not Simcha, but another guy takes tourists around the country. You know, what is he supposed to do? Nobody's able to fly in.
Yep.
You know, you have companies that go out, you have other things. You know, we've been stepping in for the families. You know, if you watch the video, and I encourage you not to watch the video, because if you watch the video, you may wind up giving a little bit more money than you would intended to.
You're trying to protect people from that.
Because it shows where we... Yeah. No, they don't go. Do not go to HebronFund.org. It's going to cost you money, because you're going to see how we run the credit card at the grocery store, and we're literally wiping away people's debts. We had somebody who looked at us when we told them we tried to do it, you know, matan b'seter, you know, quietly. And we said, just when you go to the grocery store, you know, we just made an adjustment to your account. And the guy was like, you know, one guy said, like, I don't know how I was going to finish the month, you know, because here, you know, you put things on your account and it builds, and, you know, you have eight kids, and Kanai and Haruch, everyone's families are larger than, you know, the average family. And he didn't know how he was going to make it. You know, he has his own self-worth. So, you know, so ARC, it's not me. It's the, you know, it's the Chevron Fund donors that are stepping up. They're going onto this CauseMatch site that's linked off of the HebronFund.org website. And they're literally putting those yogurts and bread and chicken into people's grocery carts.
Dan, I have to interrupt you for a second, because, look, obviously this is stucca. This is stucca from the, you know, American government standpoint, obviously. Chevron Fund's a not-for-profit organization. It's stucca because we know, we've been spending the hour talking about the causes that this money goes for. But you have just hit on something that's so vital and important. There are people who, you know, sometimes will say, yeah, but, you know, I want to give to poor people. I want to give to people who are in need, who can't make Shabbos, who can't pay their grocery bill, who literally, you know, are having the electricity and water shut off because they haven't paid in half a year, whatever the case. Not only is the Chevron Fund doing everything we described today, helping with security and parks and playgrounds and legal cases and buildings and renovation and beautification, but what you just described is key. You're literally helping families that would be in complete financial ruin if not for the Chevron Fund.
Right. Look, we're not a food pantry, all year, or we're not, you know, anything like that. And the families are amazing people, and they just need to get over, you know, some of them need to just get over this hump so that way they can continue living in Chevron and representing them, representing Am Yisrael. And if you tapped any resident on the soldier and say, why are you living in Chevron, you know, for because the air is better there, which it is, because of, you know, because everyone's going to come visit you. Why do you live there? They said, every single person I've asked, every single person says, well, I'm a shaliach of Am Yisrael, so we need to be here and protect it and keep the Jewish presence in Hebron. So that's one aspect is are these hero residents.
Right.
Then you have the soldiers, which Yoni talked about,
right.
You know, that have been confined to base. They don't want them traveling on the bus all the time,
yep.
You know, and weeks on end, you know, they're stuck on base. And what happens? So then they come to our Pinakama, our soldier rest and refreshment area, and which Chabon Fund donors put in over the last couple of years. And we put in there the rugelach and the coffee and tea 24/7. And then from time to time, we make them barbecues, you know. And they've been having much more challenging time now because, you know, the Arab youth have been off from school. And, you know, they tried and get a little bit active. But Yoni and the team and the IDF, you know, on top of it and sealing the perimeter. And, you know, so now they can't go home for Shabbos and they have, you know, extra duties and it's getting cold. So we're, you know, doing the warm weather appeal and the jackets and we're putting more stuff in the Pinachama and doing more barbecues and pizza parties and things like that. And they feel the love from America because they say, oh, where, you know, how did this happen? I'm like, oh, yeah, it was a guy in Teaneck that did this. Oh, it was a guy in Five Town. Some lady in Sacramento, California,
yeah.
Decided that's what how she would like to spend her, you know, IRS, whatever money.
Her charitable dollars, yeah, you know, no question about it. Unbelievable, really unbelievable. Hebron Fund is in the midst of their Cause Match campaign. Everything you give is tripled, literally tripled, between now and 6 p.m. Eastern time tonight. Go to hebronfund.org. It's a Cause Match campaign. You'll see it right there in beautiful, bright colors, and you'll be able to support. Now, Dan, I mean, you know, these matching campaigns, they're not easy to set up. You need people, you know, who are really committed to making sure that the Hebron Fund or whatever the cause may be has essential support. It's obvious you're surrounded by some very generous and committed people who now have given the fund an opportunity to triple every donation that's coming in. Tell me more about the Cause Match campaign and why today is the day for everybody to give to the Hebron Fund.
Look, we're not the first person, you know, first organization, first nonprofit to run one of these matching campaigns. And I can't speak for the other organizations that set their goals. The truth is that this year we set the largest goal that we've ever had. And we set it not based on data. I'm a data guy. I'm by the numbers. And we set it by need. So we're asking people not based on their ability, but based on the need. And if they could dig a little bit deeper just this time, it's going to make all the difference. Because we didn't set it based on, well, the computer modeling is saying X, Y, Z. No, we said this is the amount that we need to provide for the residents and the soldiers and the upkeep of the city of Hebron. If we don't hit that number, it's going to be an issue. So I can't make it any more real and honest than it is. I think, you know, we passed the 50% part, and we have till 6 o'clock today. So, you know, I turn to your amazing listeners and our friends to, you know, to go to HebronFund.org and make a donation. If they want to split it up over 12 payments, there's an option on there. You know, that's... you know, that's one way that people are doing it. Some people doing it monthly. Some people, you know, whatever's comfortable for them. All
right.
You know, and
yep.
Again, don't watch that video on hebronfund.org on the Cause Match site.
It'll cost you, as you say. I see a lot of familiar names, a lot of people this audience is familiar with who are, in fact, joining in. So I encourage everybody to join that list and be part of this Cause Match campaign. Go to hebronfund.org, HEBRONfund.org. The campaign is called Even Heroes Need Heroes, and all those that Dan Rosenstein is speaking about are, in fact, heroes of the holy city of Hebron and of the Jewish people, but we need to be their heroes now. Campaign ends 6 p.m. Eastern Time tonight. We are, in fact, past the 50% mark of the $1 million goal. We're at $522,000, so we've gone over a significant milestone, and now we hope everybody will get us to the biggest milestone, which is the goal, by 6 p.m. tonight. Dan Rosenstein, anything else you'd like to add, sir?
A couple of things. I wanted to send you regards from one of our supporters, Marty Kinect.
Oh, thank you.
Who claims that he knows you for a couple of years.
Yeah, a little while,
from Elizabeth,
yeah.
Of his... Yeah, so Marty says hello. Usually I see you on the float at the Israeli Day Parade when I'm there with our great donors, Scotty and Lenny Grunstein from Teaneck.
I mean, it's half a year from now. Is it possible we may still have that parade in New York? Maybe. I hope. I don't know.
Anyone who claims that they know doesn't know.
Exactly.
Like I said, I'm a data guy. So
Exactly.
And I did want to make a special mention on a sadder note. Many of people that have called the office know our amazing frontline person, Esther Aryeh, is sitting Shiva. Mm. She's just getting up. So she's with us, and a real, you know, a lot of people know her and speak to her. So if they're not getting a chance to speak to her today, so that's the reason why, but she's also one of our heroes.
Well, our condolences to Esther and her family, and we should only celebrate Smachot. And everybody out there, final reminder of the morning, please. This is the opportunity to be a real hero for the heroes of Hebron. Everything you give is tripled. We are passing significant milestones, but we want to get to the biggest one, which is the $1 million mark by the end of the Cause Match campaign. Go to HebronFund.org, HEBRON. fund.org. Be as generous as you can, and there are options, by the way. There are options on that site to be a barbecue sponsor, to designate groceries, your money for groceries for unemployed family. You can dedicate for the IDF soldier rest area, the kids playground, fleece jackets for IDF soldiers. A lot of different options about what you could do in order to help the Hebron Fund do their amazing work. So go to hebronfund.org and be as generous as you can. Rabbi Dan Rosenstein, Executive Director of the Hebron Fund, Todah Rabah. Hope to see you soon. I don't know when, but I hope to see you soon, sir.
On this side,
yes,
Malcolm.
Please, God.
We expect you in Israel.
Please,
in
God.
In Hebron.
Believe you me. Please, God. Thank you, Dan, and good luck today.
Yeah. Thank you.
A pleasure. Thursday morning broadcast, hebronfund.org, HEBRON fund.org.